Well, I want to greet each one of you in the precious and worthy name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this morning. It's a gift and a blessing to be gathered as a body. We had a full week, and I'll just admit it slipped my mind about the devotional this morning until I was sitting back there and Mark started mouthing something at me. Arlen had talked to me before we left for Ohio, and thought, well, I'll have time sometime in it with the activities. It just slipped my mind. So my apologies for that. But I'd like to turn to Colossians chapter 3. It's a chapter that has meant a lot to me already over the years about where we have our affections. Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. I think last week, during share time, I shared briefly about our time in Paris at a funeral, and I talked to this elderly gentleman who was on his deathbed, so to speak, but he recovered. But he had a vision or saw the glories of heaven, said he didn't see God himself, but he experienced some of the glories, and he just mentioned that there is nothing to be scared of to die. It is so good. Set your affection on things above. There's something so much better to be experienced yet than what we experience here on earth. We have tastes, I would say, here on earth. But we look forward what is to come when we're free from the very presence of sin and anything that defiles. Verse 3, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, or put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. So it's saying these are sins that the wrath of God abides on these things. And in 7, it just indicates, you know, that's who we were. Before we knew who Christ was, we were living in a way that we should experience the wrath of God. Verse 8, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And I like that thing where there's no racism. Racism has no part in the kingdom of God. We don't Jews and Greeks over here. One thing that blessed me this past week, there are a few children that are a part of our family through adoption, through my extended family, of different races. And it's a gift. It's a blessing. And I enjoyed them. Through Christ, we become one people. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And my mind goes to the Lord's Prayer where we pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The way Christ forgave us, That's the way we are to extend forgiveness to other people. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule or be the umpire in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And how do we do that except by simply taking time with the word, reading, meditating, putting it to memory. And then also teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. One blessing this past weekend, my nieces and nephews sang together. Leonard Mast is part of our family, so he did the directing for them. And they did quite well in singing songs, and it was encouraging to see the next generation move on, leading out in devotionals and in singing, being spiritual people. Godly young men and women. And in verse 17, have you done anything this past week that you couldn't do in the name of the Lord? Or are our activities such that we can say, yes, this has the Lord's approval? Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we give thanks. We are to be a thankful people. I think I'll close with that. Shall we kneel in prayer? Father in heaven, this morning we are grateful to be called sons and daughters of yours through Jesus Christ. Thank you for the opportunity we have of gathering as a group of believers to worship you, and I just pray that our worship would be in spirit and in truth. Help us to set our affection on you and on things above and not so much on the temporal things of life. Thank you for your peace, that we can allow it to rule in our hearts, and I pray that that would be everyone's experience here this morning. Pray that you would continue to bless and direct the service, bless the Sunday school teachers, bless them as they lead out, and pray that it would be a time of inspiration and learning from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.